The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot Wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies, and welcome to Tech Talk Live on a game week here in Blacksburg, and we are nestled inside the home radio booth here at Lane Stadium. John Laser indeed with you alongside, as I always am, my Hall of Fame broadcast partner, Mike Burnup, and also the head coach of the Hokies, Justin Fuente. And Fu, we thank you as always for making your way down to the stadium where we hope to be, of course, this Saturday night as well. You were able to get through mock weekend this weekend. How much were you able to get out of it?
Well, it was a true exercise in, faking a game under COVID times. Our defensive coordinator's wife went into labor the day of the mock game, so he was absent from the mock game, which was, was basically, I just pitched it to the team. We're practicing the way things could actually be. Like, who knows? We're going to all test on Friday. Something could pop up. So it was as realistic as we could make it. I thought our kids handled it really well. Mock weekend is kind of a pain, but it's really good for a lot of the young players to get to go through the meetings and see what it's really like, so that when they do it for real, at least they know where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be doing and how it's all supposed to look.
How do you feel? Do you feel like it's really game week? I mean, this is the oddest ups and downs, the starts, the stops, how it's been. I mean, are you more concerned about the numbers? Who you going to have? Or how are you feeling in that Rubik's Cube brain of yours?
I feel great, to answer your question. I am excited. I don't know. I've never been through anything like this in my entire life. I'm anxious about who we're going to get back and when we're going to get them back and how much we're going to be able to use them. You know, what's safe, how the kids actually feel, that sort of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of that going on. What does that mean for special teams? So on and so forth. Plus, we still have three more tests, or we had one today. We have two more before we play. We'll have to get those results and see what those things mean. So there's a lot up in the air. I do know that this is the farthest we've made it so far, right? So I feel good about that. Our first one was canceled by NC State a couple weeks out, and then the last week deal. Now we've made it into game week, so I feel good about that. But I mean, to say that it's not normal is an understatement. It's so much farther past normal. I mean, just the minutia and the things that, and I'm not talking about just me. I'm just talking about all of us from SheBest and special teams to go forth in the training room to Doc Rogers to everybody involved in our program. The things that they're going through right now to find out, who could be back, what has to happen for them to be back, what are the date looks like, what are the medical procedures they have to have in order to be cleared, so on and so forth, is mind-boggling right now.
That could be a show in itself.
Yeah, I tell you, it's just like to try and put a game plan together and try and get a team to operate coherently. You know, I'm sure people are saying, well, Coach, what have you guys been doing? You haven't been playing any games. Sure, you've been practicing. But, we've been practicing for an hour and 20 minutes, with a skeleton crew, so you know, it's been interesting. I do know this, though, and I always kind of judge it, try and judge it off the players. They're excited. They want to go play. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we're always going to do what's right by them and protect them. But hopefully we make it through this week and get prepared and get a chance to go play ball.
Coach, you revealed today during your media session that you know you're going to be without a full roster. And, of course, injuries are a part of this game. And really, after opening week, you're never with a full roster. But this is certainly well beyond that circumstance. As a coach, how do you prepare, not from a logistic sense, but from a mental sense, knowing that you might go in with less than your best?
It's, you know, it's contingency plan upon contingency plan. And, you know, the thing that makes this ironic, and I'm just being truthful here, is when and I understand the severity of COVID. I'm not making light of any of that. I'm just talking from a purely factual basis in terms of handling your roster. Is once a guy is positive and comes through the 10 days, you know, he's 90 days clear. You know, you have somebody for 90 days. Whereas when they go into contact tracing, or, you know, they're gone for 14 days, but they can be out for one day and right back in the next day. So we have several guys that have been in quarantine more than once, never been sick. I read an article the other day about Dave Clawson, and he's got a kid, and I'm probably going to get the number wrong, but I want to say it's like 40-some-odd days this kid, through contact tracing, has been in quarantine. It's a guy that's... And he hasn't been sick for one day. You know, he's never tested positive, so on and so forth. So we don't have one to that extreme, but we have several guys that have been in it multiple times. And you know, we're talking about guys that aren't coming to practice, that are, you know, kind of, you know, removed from society, so to speak. And I get all the safety precautions, and certainly not me complaining. But, you know, when you know somebody has already had it and been through it, now you know you have them. And the rest of the roster, you don't know if you're going to have in a moment's notice. They could get wiped out either through positive test or through contact tracing.
What happens if Foo gets wiped out? What is the plan? Obviously, Mark Norvell, the Florida State coach, tested positive. What
I talked to Mike via text. That, yeah, of course I have. I talked to Mike via text the other day, just wishing him well. He's not having symptoms. He feels good, and he's anxious to get back. And but, you know, it is a concern. You know, I've tried to do everything possible, you know, not just from a health standpoint, but from a professional standpoint, to try and keep out of that situation. But the bottom line is I've been around people that have been positive and, you know, tried to take every precaution possible. So we have a litany of contingency plans for people that, you know, for everybody really in our program, if they're out, who needs to step into that? And really what that's done is that's increased the umbrella of our people that are kind of in our core that have to go through the testing, because they're, you know, it's if our staff was a roster, we have to go farther down the roster at times if we lose people. So they have to be they have to have gone through the testing so that we know that they're negative. So, I mean, it leads to one thing after another, as you can imagine. But we've got several checks and balances in place if something were to happen. And I talked to the team. I just told them. I said, guys, like, you know, this may very well may happen. I don't know when. And if it does, this is exactly what we're going to do. And you'll be able to say, yep, coach told us on August 28th, that if this happened, this is what we're going to do, and then you guys go execute the plan.
No Pope Mobile? You could get your little Pope Mobile.
Well, there's going to be plenty of room in the stadium.
Little bubble car.
I mean, yeah. Could I not slide in one of these seats?
You can come up here.
One of these boxes?
We got plenty of room.
We got two booths because NC State's not coming.
To slide in and at least watch the game and get a headset. Could I do radio?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Smoke come out of the Pope Mobile. Like.
Well, that is the first segment of Tech Talk Live. We have, as is customary during this era, talked zero football. We have spent time on Coach Fu's favorite topic at the moment. Tech Talk Live, presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Trust me, we will talk football after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First & Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First & Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bull & Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First & Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Purchasing a new home, remodeling your home, or looking to build? First Bank & Trust Company makes applying for a mortgage easy. Between our user-friendly online application and our one-on-one customer service, you'll find that securing financing for your home with us is simple. So make us your first choice for your financing needs. Contact me today, Tessa Wright, for help with your purchase, refinance, construction, or home improvement loan. 540-951-1656. Qualifications apply. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. FirstBank.com.
Question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Tech Talk Live continues, still working out the kinks as we get to game week as the Hokies host NC State 8 o'clock this Saturday. Mike and I will have all the broadcast specifics for you, including a couple of new shows we'll be bringing your way this weekend. I am joined by the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup and head football coach Justin Fuente. Promised that we would talk a little football, and we will do that now. Coach, as everything does, though, it has a little bit of a COVID tinge to it. You'd talked a couple of weeks ago about Hendon Hooker being the starter, but Braxton Burmeister was going to play. Also, that Quincy Patterson will have a role on this team. I'm sure, like with everything else, you've had to augment things a little bit from where they were 2 weeks ago, but have you had to do significant change to what you're planning on doing?
I don't know if we've got significant change. We'll see how this week goes and, you know, ultimately where we're at the end of the week. But I feel really good about our situation there. You know, I mean, certainly I have concerns, things we need to improve on our football team and so on and so forth. But I feel really good about that position, and that's a good position to feel good about. It's just I worry a little bit that we haven't been able to get enough work in to be as sharp as we want to get. But we've still got the rest of this week to hopefully get some of that so that we are sharp for game day.
Hendon was really sharp last year, started out 6-0. Lost the last two games, and then you think about what did you talk to him about? What did you talk to Braxton about, you and Coach Korn, about how you want those guys to get better? What were the points of emphasis, you know, other than maybe consistency, obviously, that you kind of challenged them for?
Well, for Braxton, we didn't really have a lot to work off of, you know. Like, I think for him it was getting in the flow of just understanding, you know, what we're trying to accomplish because he hadn't. You know, he had moved to scout team and basically was running plays off cards. He wasn't running our offense anymore and got no spring ball. Now, he's plenty intelligent to pick it all up. That's not what I mean. It's just he hadn't kind of been in that flow like Hendon had been in the whole season. So that was a point for Brax. And then, you know, for Hendon, it was about trying to continue to improve as a passer. You know, he made some really, really good decisions I think he can still begin to find his balance of aggressiveness. You know, I still think there's times when he can be a little more aggressive, you know, quite honestly, but, continuing to get more snaps, you know, he just, you know, for as well as he played when he came in there, and even the last 2 weeks, he played pretty well. He still hasn't played a tremendous amount of ball.
Sure.
And, it hurt a little bit, our team not having the spring, but, you know, nobody else did either. But, you know, those guys' development, they needed those reps. And but as we entered fall camp, I mean, I felt pretty good pretty quickly that they were pretty sharp.
Foo, with Hendon Hooker, is the intermediate passing game somewhere where you'd like to be able to open things up for him? He seemed very proficient at the deep ball and obviously throwing on the move, but just kind of that 15, 20-yard middle-of-the-field pattern.
Yeah, there's an element of timing and rhythm that comes with throwing the ball in there. You know, there's an element of that comes in throwing the ball no matter what you're doing. But you know, I think sometimes there's maybe it's a little bit more nuanced when you're in the mid to intermediate range, and there's some timing things, and maybe it's a little bit more fundamental based that can help you be a little bit more accurate. And that's been something that Hendon's worked diligently on to continue to become kind of a more, I don't know what percentage of passes he completed last year. I know it was pretty high, but he knows he still could have completed a much higher percentage in those, but being a little bit more accurate and giving those guys a chance to run with the ball after the catch.
Voice you're hearing is head coach Justin Fuente preparing the Hokies for the Wolfpack Saturday night here inside Lane Stadium. That's also where we bring you Tech Talk Live, and we welcome a new sponsor this week. That's Campus Cookies. Hokies, check out Hokie-operated Campus Cookies online for local delivery and national shipping. That's campuscookie.com for the best game day treats. And I on the Wolfpack after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
When you're working your land, you need equipment that's as down-to-earth as a Hokie. Mead Tractor is your locally rooted John Deere dealer for riding lawn equipment, compact utility tractors, Gator utility vehicles, commercial worksite products, and more. A John Deere will hold up like Hokie stone and get all your chores done in time for you to catch every game. Get down-to-earth right down the road and shop seasonal discounts today at one of our nearby locations or at meadtractor.com.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Virginia Tech football news straight from the source. You're listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Once again, here's John Lazer.
John Laser, Mike Burnup, and head football coach Justin Fuente, who doesn't just coach football. He manages pandemics, and he also serves as a spokesperson on this program. And he has a word for you from our friends at Coke.
Yeah, stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. And I've got one right here.
Yeah, nailed it.
It's good stuff.
They said we want some product placement, and I said, with this crew, that will not be an issue, Mikey.
All right, Coach, let's talk a little bit about defense, a little bit about Jay Ham, Justin Hamilton, a new dad. You mentioned that. And a couple of weeks ago, you were talking in one of your press conferences about adjustments. Can he fix things in a matter of 20 seconds? So maybe touch on that a little bit. And do you remember your first time as a coordinator, what you were going through in that particular game?
Sure. Yeah, so what I was kind of talking about in terms of adjustments is this. There's, you know, there's a lot of great offensive schemes and defensive schemes. Like the odd front defense is a great defense. The 4-2-5 is a great defense. The 4-3, 3-3 stack, they're all good. Just like on option, on offense, the triple option is a good offense. The run and shoot, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, as a coach, now obviously the players' talent levels, varying talent levels, affect the production of the various offenses. But as a coach, you know, the offense or defense you should be running is the one you can fix in 20 seconds. The one that you can diagnose the problem and give the solution to in the middle of a game. If you can't do that, you should be running something else. Or you shouldn't be running anything until you can do that. Now, that doesn't mean that your solution is always going to work. You may not have the personnel to pull that off, or the timing may be wrong, or whatever it is. But the key to, in terms of calling or handling a game, is can you adjust in 20 seconds? Now, there's a lot more to all anybody talks about as a coordinator is play calling, whether that's defense or offense, which that's really a really small part of what that person actually does in terms of managing other adults, the team, game plan, so on and so forth. But, you know, it's the adjustment part, in my opinion. What scheme should you be running? You should be running the scheme that maximizes your player's ability and the one that you can fix when things don't go well. Now, as far as myself, I got to be a coordinator really early. I mean, in my Illinois State days, and I was the quarterback coach, and we were getting ready to play the University of Illinois, and I was not the coordinator. And the coordinator came to me and said, I don't want to call the plays this week. You got them on like Thursday. And I was like, you bet, baby. So I jumped into the chair. I didn't have to be the coordinator. I just got to call the plays, and we had a really big day. We lost the game, but it was Illinois State versus University of Illinois. But we put up good points and had fun. Eventually, I became a coordinator there. And then I went to TCU as a running back coach. And then eventually, I was the coordinator at TCU. And my first game as coordinator at TCU was versus University of Virginia. This is the game that the Cavalier fell off the horse. That's the actual game. That was my first season and my first game as a Division I-A offensive coordinator.
In the business, we call that a single response segment, as I massage the clock back into its rightful place, which I do, along with that aforementioned eye on the Wolfpack. That's straight ahead. This is Tech Talk Live from Lane Stadium and across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Come satisfy all your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs today at First & Main, your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Get a quick start to your day by getting a morning workout at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Saki House, El Rodeo, or McLean's at First & Main. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. Follow First & Main on Facebook and Instagram for great deals. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
John Laser, Mike Burnup, and head coach Justin Fuente getting you ready on opener week here from Blacksburg inside Lane Stadium. And it's time for Are You Ready for Game Day, brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at Lane Stadium or following the Hokies at home. Coach, we've talked about a number of things tonight when you were mentioning defenses. You mentioned the 3-3 stack, and that is what you'll see this week from a coordinator that you're familiar with, just not from this role at NC State. That's Tony Gibson, who you faced in 2017 when he was at West Virginia. You obviously watched the game on Saturday night. Question is, similarities you saw, differences, or is it pretty much what he always runs?
Well, I'd say schematically they're similar to what they were at West Virginia. I would say personnel-wise they're vastly different. I think they are much better on the defensive front. You know, their front six is a much bigger group, a much stronger group than that group he had a few years ago at West Virginia. They just, I mean, we got a 320-pound nose guard that's a really good player. They've got big ends. The linebackers are big, athletic, hard-playing guys. So it's a little bit deceiving when you look back at that film and watch the line of scrimmage move and that sort of stuff compared to, you know, what you're going to face with NC State. But from a scheme standpoint, you know, similar. I'm sure he'll have a wrinkle or two for us that's different, just like he did when we played in the against West Virginia. But I think this is what he can fix in 20 seconds. You know, this is kind of his identity.
And you look at him offensively, Coach, man, have they got some weapons, big offensive line. Their quarterback, old Bailey Hockman, looked good, threw the ball extremely well. What, he started out, 12 for 12 or something? They were good on third down, good in the red zone. You know, his running back person was the running back of the week in the league. Just talk about the weapons they have offensively and the points that they put up in that game.
Well, 270 yards rushing, and they ran the stretch play as well as you'll ever see it run. I mean, they cut the backside shade about 4 times, and the ball just ran right down the field. I mean, they really did a good job up front and controlled the tempo of the game and, you know, had a chance to wear Wake Forest down a little bit, I felt like, just because they could run the ball so darn well. They will push the tempo. You know, they run the quarterback stretch down there on the goal line and run the tailback stretch in the open field, and then, you know, everything has kind of come off of that. But, I mean, when you rush the ball like that, you've got a heck of a chance to win ball games, and they were awfully impressive. And then Bailey Hockman comes in there, and, you know, supposedly not a situation where he beat the guy out, but the other guy was basically had been spent time in quarantine or contact tracing or whatever, and Bailey came in and certainly made the most of his opportunity there. He was really impressive.
Yeah, Devin Leary reported to have missed about 3 weeks' worth of reps due to quarantine, was expected to be the starter. How will you go about, not that you don't have enough on your plate in terms of your own roster, but how will you now go about preparing for both quarterbacks?
Well, I don't know that they're going to change that much. You know, it'll be interesting to see. It'd be hard to take Bailey Hawkman off the field, I would think, right now. But you never know. You never know the dynamics at play there. So, you know, we've got a little bit of film there on Leary and a little history there, you know, being able to watch him from last season. And we'll do our best to have our squad ready to go.
Coach, do you like seeing the game in real time, or do you like seeing the cut-ups, or which maybe is more beneficial in the long run?
Yeah, for me, I watch our opponent probably the last three games. I watch it all in game order. So I watch offense, defense, kicking game in game order from the coach's copy. Now, I'm not talking about sitting at home on Saturday night watching a game. I'm talking about in my office, door shut, just watching that game, making notes, trying to get a feel for the ebb and flow of the game as well. So I'll watch all of that ODK, and then I'll go into, you know, I'll tag some plays, some things I think the team does well or whatever, and then I'll go into specific cut-ups of either areas of the field or personnel groups or whatever it is to kind of delve into the details. But I like kind of getting a big picture of everything from all three phases before I start. Just obviously helps me in my conversations with the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and special teams coordinator, having some background on what's going on.
Coach, you have a little background with their first-year offensive coordinator, Tim Beck. You mentioned him earlier. He was at Houston, then Texas for 3 years, of course, with Tom Herman. Does it give you an edge that you have a game of film to watch him running that system with that personnel, or do they have an edge, or is it just a wash that they got a game under their belt?
Well, I don't know. You know, I do think you do have a chance to make great strides from game one to game two. But, you know, with COVID, I mean, that kind of adds another dimension of, are you ready to play, or do you have enough guys and all that sort of stuff? So I'm sure they'll have a good week of practice and make some improvements. It's nice to reaffirm, you know, some of the things that you've seen him do at Texas that he did there that just kind of makes you feel a little bit better, that you know, or you have at least some idea of what you may see heading into the ball game.
Coach, obviously the scores of some of these games have been really, really high, and you don't know if it's really great offense or maybe the defense just hasn't been able to tackle very much because of situations like you have. How much of that is a concern for you when you haven't had a lot of live tackling, scrimmage, lack of bodies, and all those sorts of things?
All of it is. I mean, it just
sorry
is.
I asked.
It's just we are doing the best given the situation we're in to try and get these guys ready to play. It's just not how we would traditionally do it, and it makes me very uneasy. But given the situation, we're trying to do everything we can. You start to think about opportunities to tackle live bodies. You know, when the last time we actually were able to do that, you start to talk about conditioning levels. You talk about a thinned roster and how many snaps you're playing. I thought that was pretty evident the other night. I thought both teams, quite honestly, got tired in the Wake NC State game. They had, you know, both teams had run a bunch of plays, and I thought by the end of the game they were both pretty gassed.
Justin Fuente is with us. This is Tech Talk Live. We'll spend one more segment in our preparations for NC State, and then, of course, two segments from now, it is Fun with Foo. This is TTL as we approach game week, or we are in game week. We approach the opener, 8 o'clock Saturday night. Mikey I, the rest of the crew on the air with the Tech Kickoff Show at 6:30 across this very same Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live does indeed continue from the home radio booth here inside Lane Stadium. We look down on a darkened Worsham Field at the moment, as we will on Saturday night, 8:05. The scheduled kick time will be on the air in these same spots at 6:30. Reminder, you can listen to us, or as you may be tonight, you can watch us on our new Behind the Mic segment, or stream, I should say, available on the Virginia Tech Athletics Facebook page. Mike Burnup, for one, the fact that people will now have cameras on us in the booth, to me, is terrifying.
Yeah, especially when we used to get those oatmeal raisin cookies and kind of devour them. You know, when you get about 4 hours in, you're kind of getting a little hungry and whatnot. And you're searching for something. That little basket that had all the candy and goodies and nabs in, remember that?
I bet
that's gone too.
I think people will be impressed with your ability to provide Hall of Fame analysis while also eating lasagna.
Well, we'll give it a shot. I love lasagna.
Coach Fuente is with us. We all do love pasta here in the booth. You'll see that on Saturday night. Fu, generally, and we say this now all the time, very regimented. Game weeks are game weeks. Mondays are off days for the guys. Tuesday is the install. This will be a week unlike any other, where guys are trickling back in throughout the course of the week in terms of their availability. Have you devised a system or a plan where you're able to communicate with them in quarantine, the game plan, to have them as up to speed as they can be?
Yes, we are doing that. I mean, we're able to visit with them. I mean, you know, we can set up Zoom meetings and so on and so forth. So we've been able to do that. We bring them into our team meetings, and I mean, it's in special teams meetings. Really surreal. Like, all the meetings are now, I guess streamed is not the right word, but they're all linked in on Zoom, and for the guys that are back in their rooms, you know, or wherever they are to watch the game. So yeah, we can keep them up to date with all of that stuff, and the coaches have done a pretty good job of that. It's just, I mean, you're not getting the opportunity to actually get out there and work with them, but you can keep them up to date with what's going on.
And Coach, you've been a little bit thin at defensive back. I know that concerns you somewhat, but how about the cross training? How's that coming, and how do you feel? What's your comfort level?
That's a work in progress. I feel better. I think as we continue to get those guys all together, I mean, they're no different than any other position. We haven't had them out there, you know, and we just haven't been able to get as far down the road with all of that. So hopefully we can progress. And, you know, I'm really hopeful. I don't know this, but hopefully we're on the other side of this, and now we can start to get some continuity going with our guys and continue to try and cross-train some people. But as of right now, we're not nearly as far down the road with all that as I'd like to be.
Well, Coach, pandemic or no, one thing I know that you love is when you release the preliminary depth chart before the first game and then all the reaction and questions that comes with it. I know this is one of your favorite days of the year. So the only one I have for you on that is some people were obviously interested to see who would rise to the top of the depth chart in the absence of Devin Hunter. You have a true freshman there, Keonta Jenkins. Question not about the depth chart, but what he's done to impress you to that point.
Oh, just mature, long, athletic. I mean, I think he's got a chance to be a great player here. He's still learning, but he's humble in how he's trying to learn and has really done a great job since he's set foot here on campus. So I could not be more excited about him and his future and you know, what he's got a chance to do, not just this year, but in the long run.
Empty Lane Stadium Saturday night is going to be so weird with the Sandman and no people in here. And then I know you talked a little bit about the post game is going to be different too. You're not going to go in the locker room down below and the parents, all that's kind of like off the table, huh?
Yeah, I guess the way we're – or not I guess, but the way we're going to handle it is we're going to go ahead and exit the stadium and go ahead and go to our locker room that's not in Lane Stadium that we usually exit. You know, usually we get together right after the game in the halftime locker room here under the stadium and – I mean, that's such a scene. I mean, it's so hot and cramped in there, and the coaches are in there. I don't think that's a very conducive environment during these times. So we're going to skip that, and we're going to try and get the guys up into the locker room and visit with them there. I don't usually visit with them very long, but visit with them there and dismiss them. And what I think is unfortunate, one of the many things that's unfortunate with what everybody's dealing with right now is one of the cool scenes is after a victory, going in there and then getting out of there and the kids pouring out of that locker room and fans and parents and the interaction that goes on down there, which is, in my opinion, really cool. Part of what makes Virginia Tech special is a big-time college football environment, but also has that small-town family feel. And that part of it, to me, added to that with the players, interacting with people in the stands or their parents and families and so on and so forth. So that's going to be obviously limited, but maybe we'll get them out of our locker room and turn them loose to their folks a little bit quicker this time.
We have one segment left with the head coach before we let him loose to continue preparations for NC State. And those that listen weekly know that Fun with Foo is coming up after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It's finally college football season, and you know what that means. Watch parties, food, drinks, and cheers to football. But before you head out, you need a game plan for a safe and sober ride. It's simple. Whether you call a taxi, find an Uber, Lyft, or simply have a designated driver, a solid game plan is key. So now the only question is, what's yours? Have a game plan today for a sober driver, and always buckle up.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hall, Executive Director of the Virginia Lottery. Since 1999, the lottery has contributed over $10 billion to Virginia's K-12 public education. Last year alone, we raised nearly $600 million for our schools, and we couldn't have done it without you, our players. A portion of every dollar spent on the lottery supports school programs in every community in Virginia. Now, Now that's a big win we can all celebrate.
The Virginia Lottery. Good fun for a great cause.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. It's time to undo the top button on your polo and throw away the playbook. Let's take a break from football and have some fun with Foo. Here's the man with the tough questions, John Lazor.
Week two of our snazzy new slickly produced Paul Roper intro to Fun with Foo, and not a one of us is wearing a polo, as you can see on Facebook right now. And that's because it's turned to sweatshirt pullover weather here in Blacksburg, which means it's already the third week of September. This is, though, without a question, our most highly anticipated segment. Each and every week it is Fun with Foo, and we do have some fun to have this week, Foo, despite these trying times. You mentioned it at the top of the show. I wanted to save it until now. We say a big congratulations to Justin Hamilton, his wife Brittany, on the birth of their third child over the weekend. Ace Henry Hamilton, welcome to the Hokie family and the Hokie football family. My question to you, though, Coach, as we have fun, is there so many kids in your program as sons and daughters of members of the staff. Ricky Walker had a baby as well when he was here. Brad Cornelson had Wyatt, I think, right after he got here. How much fun is it for you to watch that family grow up, particularly in a place like Blacksburg?
Well, it's one of the coolest parts of the job, and you know, I hate it because it's been taken away from us a little bit here with everything that's going on. But traditionally, I mean, it's an open door for those moms and dads to bring their kids up into our office and be around our players and be around our other coaches. I think it's a blast. I think it's how I've worked on staffs where that was not okay, and I understand that part of it too. That's the head coach's prerogative. But for me, I really believe that if somebody's kid running up and down our hallways is going to keep us from doing our job, then we're messed up. And so we welcome them with open arms. It's as fun as it can ever be. And I do believe it, you know, it adds to the personal touch of what we're doing. As coaches, we spend a lot of time together, and we don't always agree, but we find a way to carry on and get along. And these wives and children get to experience some really cool things as a byproduct of it, but they also have to sacrifice quite a bit of time and events that we're not at. So we try and include them in everything that we do as much as we can. And I personally take a great deal of joy of not just my children taking pride in Virginia Tech football, but the other children and how much fun they seem to have whenever they're around our other coaches and players.
All right, Coach, just have a little fun. Since there was a little nip in the air, kind of remembers me a little story that I heard you about told a while back about sneakers when you were a kid. Got a little bit close to the fire, and then maybe after you just got here in a snowstorm, tell your story about sneakers, tennis shoes. Get a little warm.
So I played baseball growing up, and we went out to – we played a baseball game, and, of course – you know, I took my cleats off and put my brand new tennis shoes on. We went out into the country. A guy was having I wouldn't say it was a party. I would say there was a couple people out there, some kids running around, whatever. And there was a huge bonfire, and they had sticks, and you could put like hot dogs on your sticks and walk out there into the bonfire and cook you a hot dog. Well, I mean, I can eat a lot of hot dogs. I like hot dogs. So I'm first in line, and I go get me a couple hot dogs on the stick, and I walk out. The bonfire had been burning for hours. So, it was big now. I mean, I don't know how big it was, but it was big enough to walk into to get to the flame. It had been burning long enough, and I'll never forget. I mean, I'm probably 8 years old. I'm standing there and trying to cook that hot dog, and then I start to move my feet, and I start to think, God dang, what's going on? And then I can smell a little something. And I'm thinking, man, what's the matter with this hot dog? And then I realize it went from 0 to 100 really quick. And I came sprinting out of that bonfire and looked down and had burned like 3 huge holes in my brand new tennis shoes. Those coals had gotten so hot. And like I had blisters on the inside of my foot because And what embarrasses me is it took me so long to figure out my shoes were on
focused
fire.
Focused on the hot dog.
That's right. I was hungry. But, you know, years later when we got here, there was a big snowstorm and we had a fire pit. And I thought it would be really cool and manly to make a big fire and hang out outside in the snow. And once I figured out how much lighter fluid it took to start a fire in the snow and we got the fire going, I threw my old feet up there and... of course, it's like 12 degrees outside and snowing, so I was trying to get my feet warm, and I done melted the bottom of my tennis shoes off again. So whether you're 40 years old or 8 years old, it doesn't matter. Like rubber tennis shoes and fire don't go well together.
I've been to a lot of bonfires. That's one thing that's never happened. Fell into one. It's a story for another time. Last one on fun with Fu. Fu, I've appointed myself director of morale during this. It hasn't been going all that well. But
okay. Yeah, how's that working out?
The reason I bring that up is because we've given you another hat to wear. Mike and I usually, of course, come down post-game to do post-game interviews. We're not allowed to do that during this day and age. So Mike will be up here, which means that we need you, if you're willing, to oversee the technical aspects of the post-game, which basically means you just have to put on a headset and start talking. Are you up to the task?
That's no problem. If you need some more help with that, just let me know. But...
You want to come up here?
Well, I don't know. Like, it depends on how it goes. I may be doing it from the car on the way out.
It'll be fine. We'll just have you come in.
Cell phone.
Via cell phone. Well, Coach, in all sincerity, it's always good to close it with a laugh and a good story. And it's nice this week to have a target, of course, of Saturday at 8 o'clock. As always, we thank you for your time. We're eager to describe what happens down on the field this Saturday. And we let you get back to your preparations on that one. Thanks, my man. Yeah,
make it to breakfast.
No doubt. Just make it to breakfast. Just make it to breakfast. Thank y'all.
He is head coach Justin Fuente, gracious with his time, as is unfailingly the case. This is Tech Talk Live on a game week. Mike Burnup and I return on the other side as Tech Talk Live continues and concludes, and it does so with all the broadcast particulars that you need for this weekend. That in 2 minutes. This is TTL from Blacksburg.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From your hometown to college campus and everywhere in between, First Bank and Trust Company has you covered. Roadside assistance if you get a flat? Check. Car control in case you lose your debit card? Check. Rewards just for banking with us? Check. Easy to use mobile banking app? Yes, that too. And best of all, it's free. Open an account online at firstbank.com in less than 15 minutes or visit your local First Bank and Trust office to learn more. $50 opening deposit required. Member FDIC.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from the home radio booth here inside Lane Stadium, where my Hall of Fame broadcast partner and I are eager to bring you all the action this Saturday night. 8:05 kick time, 6:30 air time here with the Tech Kickoff Show. We're eager as well to welcome back Wes McElroy, Luther Matty, who will be hosting that show. Mike and I with the brand new, newly minted final 30 minutes of our pregame show. It'll be called the Pregame Warm-Up, delivered by Papa John's. We thank head coach Justin Fuente for coming over amidst turmoil, I think is the best way to put it, as he has graciously each and every Monday. We also thank our two producers, Mike Mirabito on the radio side and Chris Fair on the stream side on Facebook tonight, both doing an outstanding job. Mike, we have dual requests, obviously, right now. That might be too much to ask in this 2020 year, which has not yielded too many positive results in terms of what we're looking for. That is, one, that the Hokies can play on Saturday night, and the second, of course, is that they can play with a competitive roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that worries you the most. I mean, obviously they're eager to play. They want to play. They want to put on a show. They've been hitting each other for so long. It's time to play and see where you are. The question is, how many guys will you get back, and can you field a competitive roster? And I know Foo is just on pins and needles 24/7 looking at his phone every time it beeps. Is it good news? Is it bad news? Is it somebody, another guy out? And then you got to go through two more testing this week. I mean, he hasn't gotten the results back from what happened today. And then you got to worry about the test Wednesday and Friday. So, yeah, it is a little bit uneasy, uncertain, but hopefully they'll be able to play and get this thing behind them and move forward.
Moving forward, indeed, and we do that with our programming as well. Hokies Walkthrough returns for the first time. You can watch that 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon on the Virginia Tech Athletics Facebook page. Myself, Wes McElroy, will host that. And new, all new for 2020, is our Behind the Mic candid booth cameras that you'll be able to watch inside the booth. When you're here for 38 years, they name it Behind the Mic because they didn't think, Mike, that Behind the John was a great name.
I'm not going to even comment on that. Anything with about a John could be trouble.
Behind the Mic, as in, of course, behind the microphone. We think it's going to be a cool thing. Check that out. We'll begin that with 30 minutes to go before kick time. So at 7:30 on Saturday night. It's game week, Hokies, and although it will feel a little bit different, we hope you're going through all your game week rituals, traditions, and superstitions. Hokies need you behind them on Saturday as they welcome the Wolfpack here to Blacksburg. Again, we thank Coach Justin Fuente, Mike Mirabito, Chris Fair, everyone else who made Tech Talk Live possible. And as always, we save our biggest thanks for you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, as always, for being Hokies. Good night, everybody.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main, like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
You've been listening.
listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.